The president went before reporters and the nation in an all-out effort to win support for the stimulus package now before Congress.
As long as I hold this office, I will do whatever it takes to put this economy back on track and put this country back to work.
He said that with a private sector weakened by recession, the government must step in to help.
If you delay acting on an economy of this severity, then you potentially create a negative spiral that becomes much more difficult for us to get out of.
Although most of the questions dealt with the economy, Mr. Obama also talked about foreign policy. The president indicated that diplomatic contacts with Iran could be in the offing.
My expectation is in the coming months, we will be looking for openings that can be created where we can start sitting across the table, face to face, diplomatic overtures that will allow us to move our policy in a new direction.
He cautioned there have been decades of mistrust and that things will not change overnight. Mr. Obama stressed that Iran continues to back militant groups, seek nuclear weapons, and foster instability in the Middle East.
There are going to be a set of objectives that we have in these conversations, but I think that there's the possibility, at least, of a relationship of mutual respect.
Mr. Obama went on to speak about Afghanistan, stressing concern with a lack of progress on the political front that he said lags behind Iraq. He stressed that a review of Washington's policy toward Kabul is underway.
We are going to need more effective coordination of our military efforts with diplomatic efforts, with development efforts, with more effective coordination with our allies.
President Obama went on to stress the need to prevent terrorists in South Asia from plotting another attack on the United States. He said al-Qaeda cannot be allowed to operate and that there can be no safe havens for terrorists in Afghanistan or the mountainous border area of neighboring Pakistan.
We've got to work in a regional fashion to root out those safe havens. It's not acceptable for Pakistan or for us to have folks who, with impunity, will kill innocent men, women, and children.
The president noted that his South Asia envoy, Richard Holbrook, is now in the region. He said Holbrook is carrying a message to Islamabad that Pakistan is also threatened by terrorists on its soil. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.